Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Sif Chaf Aleph, and we're talking about the mitzvah, the halachas of the mitzvah of tefillin. We're talking about removing the tefillin, and now we're going to talk about how to put them into the tefillin baitel, into the tefillin case, into the bag that you have the tefillin in, and how to put that bag into the bag together with the talis for those who wear a talis. And the concept is that you want to make it that what you are going to be wearing first should be the first thing that you touch. So, for example, a person is supposed to put on his talis first, so therefore the talis should be in the front, so you should touch the talis. But you have to put it in a way so that the tefillin, which is more chashuv, should really be on top of. The talis should not be on top of the tefillin, because the talis is not more chashuv than the tefillin. The tefillin is more holy, is more heilig than the talis, so therefore it should be on top of the talis. Same thing with the tefillin the tefillin of the hand, shel yad, and the tefillin of the shel rosh. The shel rosh, as we established previously, is more chashuv and is therefore more heilig than the tefillin of the shel yad. So it should go really on the right hand side, or it should go somewhere where it's more prominent. And yet at the same time, the tefillin of the shel yad is going to be put on first, so therefore it should be somehow closer to the front, so that you touch that first. You don't end up touching the shel rosh first. Because, again, as we said before, when you're supposed to be putting it on, you're not supposed to touch one and then do the other. Yaniach esel tefillin, when you take it off, you should put it in b'soich hakis shelahen, in its container, in its holder, in its bag. So in a way that he's going to know to reach for the shalyad first. But don't put it on top of in a way that is sort of putting down the shalrosh, because the shalyad is not more chashuv than the shalrosh. Given the shalrosh kedushasa gedolah mishalyad, we know that the shalrosh has a more holy kedusha than the shalyad. Therefore, it should really be more. It definitely shouldn't be underneath or less prominent than the shel yad. Elo yanichem zayetzuzay, he puts them one next to the other, but in a way that he would touch the shel yad first. Yaniach hakis himatfilin besoich kis hatalis lamata. He put the tefillin, once you've put both of them into its bag, now you put that bag into the talis bag, right? So that, how do you do that? You put it deep into the talis bag. The talis lamala, and the talis is closer to the front, not meaning lamala on top of the tefillin, because it cannot be that the talis on front because it's less chashuv, it's less helig than the tefillin. So it can't be on top of. It has to just be closer to the front. Kidei sheyifka b'talis tchila. It should be that he's touching, which one is he touching first? The talis. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.